Do you remember Joe Camel and the Marlboro Man? Cigarette manufacturers don't use them in their ads anymore, because a series of lawsuits beginning in the 1980s have succeeded in holding big tobacco companies accountable for their dangerous products and in making them change some of their practices. These cases have reduced cigarette consumption, shed light on the dangers of smoking and on tobacco manufacturers' conspiracy to deceive the public, reimbursed states for the cost of treating injured and dying smokers, and funded anti-smoking programs, among other accomplishments. Clearly, hundreds of thousands of lives have been saved because of this litigation, said Richard Daynard, chair of the Tobacco Products Liability Project, part of the Public Health Advocacy Institute at Northeastern University School of Law. The plaintiff in Cipollone v. Liggett Group was Rose Cipollone, who began smoking in 1942 when she was 16 years old. Shortly before she died of lung cancer in 1984 at the age of 58, her husband sued the company that manufactured the cigarettes she smoked. In 1988, a jury in New Jersey awarded Cipollone's husband $400,000. The jurors found that before 1966, the company had failed to warn of the health risks of smoking its products. After 1966, cigarette packages included a federally required health warning that smoking cigarettes may be hazardous to health, and the court in Cipollone made a pretrial ruling that the warning labels placed on cigarettes in 1966 prevented common law claims for injuries related to smoking after that date. The jury also found that the company's cigarette advertisements constituted an express warranty that its cigarettes were safe, and the company had breached that warranty. Although the verdict was reduced on appeal in 1992, holding that certain federal laws governed in place of state laws, the case was important because, for over 30 years, smokers had attempted to hold tobacco companies liable for their smoking-related injuries, and this was the first time a smoker had won a trial. It was the first case in which internal tobacco company documents were produced to show that tobacco companies knew of the dangers of smoking cigarettes well before the Surgeon General warned the public in 1964, and that tobacco companies had conspired to keep the public from hearing about the health hazards of smoking. In Cipollone v. Liggett Group, before the jury reached its verdict, the court made a pretrial ruling that the warning labels placed on cigarettes in 1966 precluded common law claims for injuries related to smoking after that date. Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement. With common law claims preempted by the court's ruling, the attorneys general of 46 states and the District of Columbia devised another way to make tobacco companies accountable for health problems caused by smoking. They sued tobacco companies to get reimbursed for the costs that their state's taxpayers incurred in caring for citizens suffering from chronic tobacco-related illnesses. The states hired private, non-government lawyers to handle the actual litigation, and to fund the expenses of the litigation, and assume the litigation costs if the litigation was unsuccessful. In 1998, the five major tobacco companies reached an agreement with the state's attorneys general to settle the litigation for $246 billion to be paid over 25 years. The results of this litigation were very important because, as in the Cipollone case, the lawyers uncovered internal tobacco company documents that exposed corporate deception and cover-ups about addiction and nicotine manipulation. The tobacco reimbursement lawsuits resulted in the largest redistribution of costs of corporate wrongdoing in American legal history. In addition to obtaining payment for health costs, the settlement forced the tobacco companies to change their advertising and marketing campaigns to scrap the Joe Camel ads, which had been criticized for their appeal to young people. The effect of the tobacco litigation can't be overstated. It showed how effective our tort system could be.